This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Revelation chapter 4 begins with the words, "after these things." That is, the things that must take place after the events in chapters 1 through 3. John looked and saw a door standing open in heaven, and he heard a voice he had heard before. It was the first voice, the one like a trumpet, telling him to come up here. Here would be heaven. And the purpose of John's going to heaven was so that he could be shown what must take place after these things. It is important to remember who was going to show John these things. In chapter 1, we learned that Jesus sent his angel to show John the things that must take place. So it seems reasonable to say that this voice like a trumpet belonged to that angel. Then John tells us that he was immediately in the Spirit, and that deserves a bit more discussion. He was in the Spirit when he saw the glorified Lord, but for the message to the churches he evidently was not. He did not need to be, since he was in the realm of the things which are. Now he is going again into heaven, so he must be prepared for that by being in the Spirit. He was taken out of himself, in a sense. This time, when John is in heaven, he sees a throne with one sitting on it. The description of this one is different from the description of Jesus. This is God the Father. John has to try to describe what he is seeing in terms that can be comprehended by human minds. So he describes God by using terms of precious gems. He also notices that there is a rainbow around the throne. Again, the description is of a gem, of an emerald. So the rainbow is green, and it seems to be circular. It is around the throne, not just over it. John continues to tell us what he saw. He saw 24 thrones around the throne, and on the 24 thrones sat 24 elders dressed in white robes and with golden crowns on their heads. Who these people are is a matter of much debate, but I can only share with you what I was taught and believe. These 24 elders represent the church. That means that we are in heaven before the tribulation starts. One of the reasons I believe this is because Jesus had said to the apostles in Matthew 19:28, "Truly I say to you that you who have followed me in the regeneration when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." It is recorded again in Luke 22:30. So it seems they will have their own thrones, and so are not part of the 24 elders. John also sees 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, and that symbolism is defined as the 7 spirits of God. That does not mean there are 7 spirits. It means that there is one Holy Spirit. 7 is the number of completion, of perfection. It is God's number. Remember, the Holy Spirit has to manifest in some way in order to be seen, and this is one of the ways he is seen in Revelation. There was an allusion to him as the 7 spirits in chapter 1. But John is not finished yet. There is more for him to see and tell us about. There are 4 living creatures. John calls them creatures because he had never seen anything like them before. He had no other name for them. Notice that when John describes them, he uses the word like. He is trying to describe them in terms that we can understand. These are different from the cherubim Ezekiel described and different from the seraphim Isaiah described. These are a special group of creatures from any other that is seen in Scripture. That is a good thing to keep in mind as you read Revelation. There are different groups of people and things, and it is easy to lump them all together and not realize they are not all the same. John gives us a description of these creatures, then he tells us what they are doing. They seem to be the worship leaders of heaven. They are praising God. They do not cease to praise God. They give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever. Then John sees something very interesting. When the 4 living creatures praise God, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and will worship him who lives forever and ever, and will cast their crowns before the throne. Who is it that has crowns? Is it not the church? Who is it that will worship God forever and ever? Is it not the church? What they say is indicative of the church also, because Revelation 4:11 says this, "Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created." Is that not what the church believes? The purpose of this tidbit is not to convince of anything. It is simply to give a way of looking at this book and to generate thoughtful consideration as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.